Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff as we count down the days to the big holiday, Christmas. And we want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas from Kim and I at The Good Stuff. Thanks to all of our radio stations out there and for all of you folks that keep sending you stuff to use on The Good Stuff.
Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. They buy, sell, and they auction land. It's Shippey Realty, and they want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I also want to talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. You get it all from Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. And sending out a Merry Christmas to everyone from Tri-State Livestock News.
Okay, I have a poem for today and the Christmas season, written by Donley Hewitt. This was something that Paul Larson had posted a while back. Well, it's holiday time again as I ride on the herd. Thoughts of a big house, stuffing, and bird. Of all the people from far and near, joking and laughter so loud you can't hear. I think of their table so fancy and neat. Vegetables, sweet taters, and platters of meat. Now these people have wine and drinks before the meal. They call it giving thanks, and they make a big deal. Oh, don't get me wrong. I have a meal with my friends, too. It'll be me and old Paint and my good dog, Blue. We'll have food and fellowship fit for a king, and we'll take a break and listen while the coyotes sing. Now, there's not much here to be thankful for, but there's wild birds and deer by the score. There ain't no fancy clothes or people to meet, but there's always a spot by the fire to warm your cold feet. I've got biscuits and beans and coffee that's hot. I've got all I can ask for, and that means a lot. I have a beautiful sky up overhead, a good sound horse. What more could be said? And as I lay here and look at the skies, my face is all wet. There's tears in my eyes. Well, it's coming Christmas, and I thank you, God, for the hope you're given and the trails I've trod. Donley Hewitt, today on The Good Stuff.
I've got gifts for men coming up. But before that, Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota, wants to tell you Merry Christmas and a happy 2025, along with the suggestion for safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. That's 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all the crew say Merry Christmas.
Well, you know, Monday is the 16th, and that is the TK Angus Bull Sale, their 41st annual bull and female sale east of Allentine. Starts at 11:30 at the ranch, or you can bid online at DV Auction and check things out at tkangus.com. 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, 50 spring calving females at TK Angus, December 16th.
Here's just a few suggestions for gifts for men. Buying gifts for men is not nearly as complicated as it is for women. Follow these basic rules and you should have no problem. Rule 1. When in doubt, buy him a cordless drill. It does not matter if he already has one. I have a friend who owns 17 and he has yet to complain. As a man, you can never have too many cordless drills. No one knows why.
I agree with that.
Okay, rule number 2. If you can't afford a cordless drill, buy him anything with the word ratchet or socket in it. Men love saying those two words. Hey, George, can I borrow your ratchet? Okay, by the way, are you through with my socket set? Again, no one knows why. Rule number 3. If you are really, really broke, buy him anything for his car. A 99-cent ice scraper, a small bottle of de-icer, or something to hang from his rearview mirror. Men love gifts for their cars. No one knows why. Rule number 4. Do not buy men socks. Do not buy men ties. And never buy men bathrobes. I was told that if God had wanted men to wear bathrobes, he would not have invented jockey shorts. Might be a point well taken. Rule number 5. You can buy men new remote controls to replace the ones they wore out. If you have a lot of money, buy your man a big screen TV with a little picture in the corner. Watch him go wild as he flips and flips and flips. Forget the program. Your entertainment is watching him have fun. Rule number 7. Do not buy any man industrial-sized canisters of aftershave or deodorant. I'm told they do not stink. They are earthy. We're going to wrap it up with rule number 8, gifts for men. Buy men label makers, almost as good as cordless drills. Within a couple of weeks, there will be labels absolutely everywhere. Socks, shorts, cups, saucers, door, lock, sink. You get the idea. No one knows why.
All right. I would agree with most of those. And keep sending
That's interesting.
Keep sending those things to The Good Stuff.
Kim H. Burge at gmail.com. We love to receive your contributions. They will end up on The Good Stuff.